It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are we talking about blueberries?
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing.
What?
Who are? You're here. Their relatives probably aren't.
Thank you, George. 877-365-3636. That's the number to get on the line, to get on the air. Later in this break, we are going to be talking about a taste challenge for all of us. About Rob and Buzz and Mike
Gail
and Beth Ann and Gail and Bill and everybody, anybody but Sue. I didn't get a chance to talk about anything I came in here planning to talk about today.
That's a good sign.
That includes my training day, my very first day of
real Denzel.
I keep laughing about exercise.
That. You and Eva Mendes.
How did it go?
Final weekend of batting. It went pretty well.
I heard.
From eating bad or from training?
Everything. The combination of everything.
Sure.
Didn't really talk about Rolling Thunder, which I participated in. The ride of the Patriots out of Patriot Harley-Davidson here in Fairfax. Mm-hmm. Massive group of motorcycles.
Always.
And the help that I got. Lots of fun there. And also the Falls Church, Virginia Memorial Day Parade.
All right.
When you don't want to go all the way into D.C.
Oh, Lord.
When you want to do it on the cheap, you want to do it half-assed, you go to that one, boy. You go to the you don't go all the way downtown. No. Go to the one, but really just some fascinating participants in the parade.
People Falls watching. Church is a bustling suburb.
And where else do you get a chance to hear former Channel 9 journalist Gary Reels? Be the masters of ceremony.
Good get.
It was a good time was had by all. But more about that later. I digress. Let's get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Home prices still falling. A survey of 20 U.S. metropolitan areas shows that prices fell by a record amount in March.
Are they close to where I can afford one yet?
Almost,
Rob. Let me know, Buzz.
You're getting there. Buy low, sell high. That's my advice.
So are they saying this is what they've been talking about? Well, what I like to talk about, the bottom?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mike.
Yes. No. Please, I'm here all week.
Mike's bottom.
To answer your question, billionaire investor George Soros says the housing market decline hasn't even hit the midway point yet.
Really?
Yes, really.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I understand that they're saying it might not hit the bottom, but, you know.
And it might not hit the bottom. This particular investor, this man who's made billions in real estate, he says we're not halfway down yet.
Cool.
Halfway?
Yeah, he says market decline hasn't even hit the midway point yet.
Pretty soon you'll be able to buy a skyscraper for 50 grand.
That's scary stuff.
Cool. The home price index is down by nearly 14.5% from last year. It's fallen every month since January 07, a little more.
But April was better than expected.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a good
thing. So there's that. We can hang our hats on that.
You gotta hold on to that. I mean, really, if he's saying we haven't reached the midpoint yet, then why would April have been better?
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Buyer's market, Mike. Go out and get some houses.
I don't know why I'm trying to be a cheerleader for this crap, because I really shouldn't be, because I really do believe.
Because you're a land baron. That's why.
I'm not a land baron.
You are.
I am not. What do you mean I'm a land baron?
I don't know. I'm just picking
I'm the owner of a failed restaurant.
You want to be optimistic.
Okay, Skippy peanut butter.
But you want, in spite of that, you want to be optimistic. I tend to be optimistic despite all the bad stuff we report. I think it's going to be okay, ultimately.
Not even at the midpoint yet.
That's what this
guy
says.
It's like depression.
Well, that's one man's opinion.
That's also like all the food prices going up and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
did you see 60 Minutes? I don't know whether it was an old one or a new one.
Yeah, they were reruns.
About the, what do they call them, the millennium kids that are all in the workplace that say it's cool to have like four or five jobs during a year. They don't take any crap from their bosses and stuff like that.
What are millennium kids? They couldn't have been born
in the year
2000.
Wasn't that what they were called?
Yeah, that's exactly
millennium
what they're
called. Millennium kids,
right? So what, they're 8
years
old?
It's not like Generation X. It's the next thing after Generation X.
It's a Generation Y.
Generation Y. They're the ones that now that bosses have to write a letter home to their parents to tell them what a great job they're doing.
So
they need praise. These are the kids that growing up with Little League, everybody got trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there like an old curmudgeon-y man going, what a bunch of crap. I was also saying, we've got people that age in the radio business.
Yes, we do.
That don't exist in the radio business.
No.
That don't exist in show business.
They don't last long if they come here with
well,
that.
No. Yeah, how, well, no. Right. What it means, it just doesn't happen here. Mm-hmm. Because no matter, you know, if you came from Little League where everybody got a trophy, right. Get into the broadcasting business. Find out if everybody gets a trophy in that business.
I never played Little League.
I got news for you. It doesn't happen. Well, the Little League, when I grew up in Little League, you could play a Little League game mm-hmm. and you could lose 30 to nothing.
Right.
It would happen. And you'd sit there, and I had it happen because I would sit there with the rest of my teammates going, man, this really sucks.
And they called it character building back then.
And now, mm-hmm. you know, right. you go, there's the no blowout rule. You know, you can't have a team, you know, overwhelmingly defeat another team. It's just not allowed because that's bad for self-esteem. And I'm really not of that school of thought 100%.
So I'm guessing these kids are born from 1980 to the year 2000.
Something along those lines.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, they're the kids that you have to coddle them in the workplace.
Right,
and
yes.
you have to keep them happy.
I've seen
you have
a little
to provide
that.
The environment that's great. And it's crap. Please. Let me tell you why it's crap. I looked over at my friend Peter, and we're watching this thing on 60 Minutes, and we're full of potato salad, and I'm full of half full of beer. And I look over at him, and I said, why don't we just give China the keys right now? Give China the keys
that's a poor
right
attitude.
Now. Let them. Well, they're dealing with their earthquake
yes,
right now.
I
but I mean,
that
I,
was
I,
the potato salad.
No,
talking.
I just meant generally. No, don't give up. That's all I'm saying.
Well, how do you feel about it? Because I really think, I think of myself as an open-minded, left-leaning individual mm-hmm. politically. But this is total S.
The cold realities of the world will straighten them out. I'm generally optimistic. Yeah, there are bad things all around us. I understand that. But I honestly think we're going to do okay. We always do.
I think the dumbing of America
yes.
has resulted in the fact that we are not as competitive as we used to be.
True.
We're not coming up with nearly as much as we used to come up
with. That doesn't mean
with.
We never will again, however.
We do have the advantage of being technologically savvy.
Yes.
But I think you could make an
mostly.
Argument that there are countries like Japan
that
are far ahead of us
yes.
because of
True.
their you know 6-day school weeks and mm-hmm. they don't have summer vacation. I mean,
right.
I'm just saying whether the world is becoming a competitive place.
Yes.
I don't think it's the proper time for our CEOs and our mid-level managers to be saying, hey, I'm going to send a nice letter to your mommy
yeah, no.
or you're going to quit and go down the street to another job. You know, meanwhile, the you know everything else economically is going to hell, you know, in this country. So it's very difficult.
Chin up, Mike.
I'm back from a 3-day weekend.
Welcome,
I always feel this
welcome
way.
Welcome back.
You know, F everybody.
On the houses, by the way, Las Vegas is the hardest hit of those 20 cities we mentioned, with prices there falling 26%.
Yeah, Mike.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman
what?
Because I'm nice.
He's in a nice mood. So he had a good weekend.
He did.
He was surrounded by MILFs.
He's telling everyone who will listen.
Hey, here's a guy from Sterling wants to talk about the millennium generation. Hello, Kevin. You're on the air.
Sure.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to tell you guys, I'm 27. I was born in 1981. Mm-hmm.
Would you be the millennium generation?
Apparently, by your description.
Well, I was just basing, you know,
By year. I do not require praise. I'm a welder, and you don't get praise as a welder. You get dirty and yelled at. So.
Yeah. But you know what? I just remember growing up. I mean, we've all had jobs where you worked for stains, and we've all had situations like this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know it sounds old-fashioned. I mean, it makes me sound like Andy Rooney. But it does build you up a little bit. It toughens you up.
And it makes you try harder, too.
Exactly. So, you know, when the crap hits the fan, you're going to be able to handle it.
Yeah. When you do fail.
Sorry about cutting you off there.
When you fail, you need to know you failed so you can try harder.
That's right.
Or do something that you can succeed at.
Here's a guy. This is the direction this show's going, Rob. Mm-hmm.
What?
Guy's calling from Route 450 about today's kids.
When I was a boy, get out of my yard.
The topic is today's kids.
Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hi, Dave. Now don't go too overboard here. You know, we're not going to coddle to them like a lot of modern radio does, but we're not going to, I don't want this to sound like, you know, who's that guy? Neil Bortz.
Oh, him,
you know?
He's great.
Please. What can we do for you, Dave?
Well, I just wanted to point out, you're not only hitting the nail right on the head with the trophies everybody winning,
right.
It is the children that grew up in that same generation that never had to eat any vegetables that they didn't like.
Right.
It was cruel, and they're stifling their independence.
Mm-hmm.
They got to decide when they didn't want to go to school because their stomach hurt. When you and I went to school, if we weren't bleeding, we were going. Am I right?
Yes, I have to admit, it's true. I do. That sounds too much like that.
No, but
Buzz, yes, go ahead, Rob.
About what he said about food, I've actually argued with Carrie about this before.
Okay.
Because I've seen her cook 3 dinners. When you know, because she'll make something mm-hmm. for her and myself,
right?
And Julia says, "I don't like that. I want this." Mm-hmm. And then Robert says, "I don't want this. I want this."
Right?
And I try to explain to her. I say, "You know what? When they get hungry, they're going to be very pleased to eat anything they that is provided for them.
Right.
But it's just not in her makeup to, you know, let them pretend to go without dinner because they don't want something that night. That's, and I do think
and you're going to be and you will get into situations when it comes to dinner time. And I, you know, there are a few things when you're dealing with little kids, Rob. We both know this is true. You're dealing with bedtime.
Oh yeah.
Dinner time.
Yeah.
Guest time. You know, go out to the store time. You know, they're very. You know, there's not a whole bunch of crap you have to deal with. But I tell you, bedtime and dinner time are pretty significant,
huge.
Disciplinary. And if you slack it, then you're in for a world of crap.
I've told Carrie 100 times, you have to remember, Carrie, who is the boss in this house,
and you see
it's you.
You see the children who you know. Respond,
right?
And they're usually the kids that. And I'm not saying tough love because I'm thinking about my daughters that, you know, I didn't necessarily have a lot of issues with food, but occasionally it would be, hey, that's it, that's dinner,
right?
You know, we kind of say, hey, what do you like? We're having this.
Yeah.
Try this. You got to try this. You got to try stuff. But bedtime in my house is still, and they are, you know, 11, soon to be 11, and soon to be 13. When they're with me, bedtime is still bedtime, and
right.
I swear to God, there's negotiating, there's whining, like all kids, but it's still a hard and fast rule, and I think they're better for it.
Of course,
really.
I've seen a lot of kids. I have my own kids. I've had thousands of cousins. I've always felt that kids, anytime that they're old enough to realize it, they love discipline.
Right.
They actually like it.
They do crave
they
it.
They crave it because they need to have that structure. And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I think we've opened up a can of whoopies.
Whether or not they're going to eat the hamburger helper is another issue.
John from Kansas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Really love your show, man. It's great.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
Hey, you were talking about the dumbing down of America. Have you caught that movie, Idiocracy?
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it, Rob?
I love it.
I've not.
It could have been actually a little sharper in its statement, but its underlying theme is that a guy goes into the future and everyone has gotten stupid.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Not Owen Wilson. It's the other Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
It's a pretty good
perfect
movie.
Casting.
Yeah. Future is
well,
now.
No, he's smart. That's the
oh,
problem.
Oh, he's smart.
Yeah.
Let's go to David in Bethesda. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
No, just letting you know, I actually, your former colleague, I used to teach his son, and he's a great kid. I'm glad to hear he's doing well.
Oh, good.
But, you know, our priest, I know you were repressed Catholic that you are now.
Is there a point, David, is there a point anywhere? We've gotten the longest biography in the history of mankind. Too late, brother. Sorry.
Oh, he was so close.
Happy Tuesday.
So
hello,
close.
Ryan. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want to tell those young whippersnappers I used to walk to school uphill both ways.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you. Back to news. Good job. Here's Buzz.
A new study says adults with attention deficit disorder lose more than 3 weeks of productivity each year
because
they can't concentrate.
What? Yes, go ahead. Peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. Bunnies. The study says that workers with ADHD actually lose 3 more weeks a year in productivity above and beyond the rest of us.
But, you know what? You want a classic example of that?
Sure.
You ever go into the store? This is the classic move. You see it with cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
The cashier, when she's cashing your stuff out, and you might be waiting to get your credit card out, and you see her just literally looking off at something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be literally a paper falling on the floor.
Anything.
That no one else could hear. And she goes, what? That's a perfect example.
Stares for a moment at it.
In the grocery game, we call that skilled labor.
Skilled labor.
A Harvard researcher says employers would increase profits if they screened their employers for ADHD. Do we like that idea?
Yeah.
And offered them treatment.
Well, incidentally, Chad Dukes from Friday night. I remember that story you told me about Home Depot. And what an employee of the year you were. He's probably told it on his own show. But
I'm sure he's an asset to any company.
It was a wonderful strategy. Really brilliant strategy. I will wait to get permission to pass that along.
Last week, 59-year-old Velma Thomas of Nitro, West Virginia, was declared dead after a heart attack. Her heart had stopped beating and her brain had stopped firing.
Yeah, Mike.
Rigor mortis began to set in.
I'm sorry.
So doctors, after doing everything they could, pulled the plug. Velma's 36-year-old son began making the arrangements.
Wow.
And then he got another alarming call from the hospital 17 hours later. He got there as soon as he could. When he arrived,
Is that what happened?
17 hours after being declared dead.
She's alive. She's alive. She's Mother alive.
Mother Velma was alive again.
Oh, my God. Good for her.
Doctors say they expect her to make a full recovery. She was dead for 17 hours.
Velma, huh? Did you say vulva?
Velma.
Velma. Okay. Velma.
She's no longer dead, but she's still guilty.
Yes. Of
being hot. Being super hot. Hello, Andrew. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Today's kids. That's all anybody wants
Love
to
hey. Know.
Yes,
hey,
Andrew. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to comment. You know, I'm only 23 and I have my own children. But
right.
when I grew up, my parents were not, you know, oh, you don't have to eat this, you don't have to eat that. They
right.
forced me to eat everything.
Right.
I believe that it's the people that are, you know, 20, 30 years older than myself that are the ones that are to blame, not the kids.
That's sort of
no, Andrew, I would tell you that there are exceptions to every single rule.
The parents
you got people in every generation that you know have that attitude. I knew that when I grew up, we had kids. You know, I remember that man, the kids down the street. You know, Chad Ram that hit me in the eye
with
a hammer
yeah.
when I was 5 years old. The Rams used to be able to have breakfast food for dinner. Mm-hmm. Used to drive my mom nuts. It's like, Mom, the Rams are having it's Tuesday night. The Rams are having pancakes for dinner.
I love that.
And you know, of course, we didn't do that. Yes, I love that, but I didn't get it. I was deprived.
But this tool, you know, he's a perfect example of the millennium kid because he's not accepting blame. He's blaming the other people.
Yes, based on his own myopic experience.
It does start with the parents.
How old, is he still there? I want
to
know.
No, he's gone, Rob.
Were.
I'm moving too quick today.
Boy, you're way
out
of front.
I'm on my feet. I was trained today. I had the trainer come in today.
Attaboy.
I was lifting weights today and using that big rubber ball. I'm rocking and rolling. I'm going crazy. I'm fit. I'm ready to go. I'm energetic and I haven't even had a biscuit. Bingo, baby.
Yeah, the biscuit really
Boy, we're running behind here.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Does your mom do crafts? And is she a grave robber?
Mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin, a cemetery reports it now knows who's been stealing the plastic flowers and plants from the grave sites.
Well, lock that bastard up. That's what I say.
Middle-aged women whose hobbies include crafts and decorations.
Lock those bitches up. That's what I say.
Stealing it. The cemetery says the problem continued even after it offered the house frows the leftovers and leave-ins.
Dem bitches.
Them bad bitches.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, what's Katie Couric up to anyway? And in your final buzz, where did you not go for Memorial Day? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Did not get a chance to talk about our blind taste test.
No.
Another time, perhaps.
God, it's just, once again, one of those shows we're running out of show. I didn't even mention that we've got a movie guy that's coming up next on the show. Dave White from Movies.com
right.
will be talking about this past weekend, the outlook for the summer movie season to
I
find
hope
out
he
what's
has
happening.
Something good about Sex and the City.
I sure do, too. That's going to be big with Kim Cattrall.
Sure, she's great.
And also on today's program, didn't even mention... I am a super fan. So is Buzz.
Yes.
Bill Maher will be
wow,
here from Real
lucky.
Time. Mm-hmm. And that's on hiatus right now. I think it comes back in August.
Right.
We'll talk politics with Bill Maher.
Cool.
But coming up next, it's movie time. And then maybe we can talk a little Legally Blind taste test.
Good. I look forward.
We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.